This actually will be the 10th year of the Service to America Medals, and we are in the middle of our nomination season, and we're hoping that your listeners will think about the great feds that they know of and nominate them. Nominations close on January 31st, so they need to get moving right away. The SAMMEs honor the very best in service among the federal workforce, and there are a series of awards, 8 of them, that folks can be nominated for, and they include everything from Newcomer Award to the federal government, the Call to Serve Medal, which is for employees that have been in government for under 5 years and under the age of 35, as well as the Career Achievement Award, and then a set of awards around particular areas of activity, like the National Security Award or the Citizen Service Award or the Environment Science Award. So lots of great categories, and now we need them filled with great nominees.
Now, over the years, Max, even though this program is not an official government function, you get a lot of support from cabinet secretaries. I even think there's a presidential letter that's read every year during the award ceremonies.
Absolutely. The First Lady met with the winners this year, and we typically get cabinet secretaries, senior members of Congress, and other leaders to present the awards. And one of the great, I think, features of it is that the political leadership is there to honor the career civil servants, and that's something that you don't see happen very often. It's an extraordinary event, and it's a really great program. I mean, we really do this for two reasons. One of them is obviously to acknowledge the great work of federal workers, but the other is to help tell the story of the work of the federal government to the American people. And we get 500 plus million media impressions from stories that are placed about the finalists and winners. It's really important, especially today, that the American people learn more about the good things that the federal workforce is doing.
This year, it's a little heightened, I think, because of the pay freeze issue, the deficit reduction issue. And so it sounds like the SAMMEs this year may be even more important beacon of light.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I honestly believe we've lost the battle, the current battle, but not the war, the American public's understanding about the value of government service and their government. And we've lost that battle to date because the American public is hearing frequently about mistakes that are made and very rarely about the great things that are being done every day by the federal workforce. We need to turn that around. One way to do that is to highlight the great stories that do exist and make sure that they are told to as broad an audience as possible. So I do think you're 100% right that these kinds of programs are important in ordinary circumstances. They are critical in the circumstances we face today. One fact that probably no American or very few know is that almost a quarter of the Nobel Prize winners in the last 100 years that Americans have received have been given to folks that were federal employees. We need to get this information out. If we expect the American public to support its public service, they need to understand its public service better. So we think that people can do some part of that by nominating great feds to the Service to America Medals. They can do that by going to servicetoamericamedals.org. Very easy, doesn't take a lot of time. It's a good thing for whomever is being nominated and a great thing for the federal workforce.
We're speaking with Max Steyer, who's the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. And once the nominations are received, tell us the process by which the eventual winners are chosen.
We have a set of folks, both here at the partnership and elsewhere, who do a very in-depth scrub of the nominations. Today's age, you can learn an awful lot about people, but we check references and do Google checks. But the bottom line is we come up with a finalist list that is really every year quite extraordinary. And from that, we then solicit votes from a panel of leading lights from the public sector as well as the private sector to actually determine who the winners are. And those winners get recognized typically in the month of September, although frankly this year we may push that back to October. But bottom line, throughout the time period of essentially May to October, we try to tell these stories to as broad an audience as we possibly can. So I hope people do go to www.servicetoamericamedals.org. Real easy to nominate people. You can see prior winners and prior finalists. And folks shouldn't be intimidated. These are incredible people. And you don't have to nominate someone you think is absolutely going to win. Even nominating them is a sign of respect for a colleague or a mentor or someone else that you know who's doing great work.
And after the fact, of course, they get the award, and there's a great ceremony, and sometimes the secretary or their immediate boss is there to congratulate them. Any evidence that they get any other further recognition and honor once they go back to their agencies? Like if they don't get a pay raise this year, is there a little bonus maybe that you've heard
of? They do, actually. The winners actually get a cash prize of anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000. In addition to typically the agencies will do a party for the winners in place so that some of their colleagues can actually celebrate with them. And the other advantage is that it's an incredible community. What we find is that the folks that are finalists and winners, they wind up feeling that one of the great values is meeting their colleagues across government who are doing extraordinary things. And it also leads to the sharing of great ideas. So, you know, 1 year we recognized the team in the intelligence community that did a wiki, the Intellipedia wiki that shared information across the intel community. And the Department of Energy had its leadership at the event, saw it and said, boy, we want to do the same thing. And now they're off doing their own wiki. So what's fun about this is that there are great things happening in government. And this is a way of highlighting them both internally so that that information can be shared, but also with the American public.